We're beginning this shiur in Hishtapchus HaNefesh on Pesach Sheni of the year Tuf Shin Ayin, 2010. And we'll start from the introduction. This sefer is actually a collection from all of Rabbi Nachman's Sforim and his closest student, Rabbi Nassim, where he discusses the topic of tefillah, and especially the type of personal tefillah, where a person opens their heart to Hashem and expresses all of their feelings in their own language, the language that's most fluent for them. It begins with the words, Mi ho'ish hechofetz chayim, who really wants to live? And I once had a series of shiurim that were entitled The Difference Between Existing Versus Living. All of us know that in the English language, to exist means one thing, and the term live can be taken many different ways. When people use the word, I want to live, I really want to live, it means I want to experience life to the fullest. And that's what we're referring to here. Mi hechos al nafshoi bemes, a person who really cares about themselves. Mi hechofetz lizkois lavoidas hatfila, a person who wants to be zocheh to the special avoda of tefillah. We know the Gemara says in Tainus that there's a pasuk in Kriyashma, Ula Ovdo Bechol Levavchem, that to serve Hashem with your whole heart. So the Gemara asks, Ezehu Avoda Shebelev, what does that mean, serving Hashem with your heart? Heviomer Zu Tefillah, that refers to tefillah. So it's called Avodas HaTefillah, just like the Mishnah in Perkei Avos, where it says that the world stands on three things, Torah, Avoda, and Gemilas Chasodim. Avoda is tefillah. Avoda is the korbonos in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara says nowadays that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, our tefillos are the substitute for that. She'al yodo mekablim ikar hachiyus. It's through tefillah that a Jew receives their main spiritual life. Kemoy shekosuv, as the pasuk says, Tfila lekel chayoi, davening to Hashem, that's my life. That's how I really get the most spiritual life from Hashem. Val yodo mashpiin chius lechol hoilamos. And in addition, it's through tefila that we, the Jewish people, have the ability to bring life into all the different worlds. It's brought that when Hashem created, you know, originally created the world, He didn't create one world. There are several worlds. The world that we human beings live in is referred to as the Olam Ho'asiya. The world of the angels is called the Olam Hayetzira. And there are other worlds. So here he says that when a Jew davens, not only are they drawing life onto themselves, not only are they affecting the world that we exist in, but we actually bring about a flow of spiritual life into all the worlds. Kamuva b'sefer Likutei Moran, Chelek Rishon, Siman Tes, as is explained in Likutei Moran, Book 1, Chapter 9. Likutei Moran is divided into two books. The first book is about 285 chapters, which are the earlier shiurim of Rabbi Nachman's life, and Book 2 is about 100 chapters, which are towards the last couple of years of his life. So he says, whoever's really interested in living and experiencing life to the fullest, Yosim Liboy Lahadvorim Ashenikbetzu Bo Basefer Hazeh, will really focus and concentrate on the words that have been collected and presented in this Sefer, Ashiyedubar Bohem Mimailas HaTfila, where we're going to speak about the benefits of tefillah, v'ha'hispoidedus b'mokoy miyuchad, and also the benefit of a Jew spending time alone. The word bodod means alone, b'mokoy miyuchad, in a special designated place, whatever place the person designates, where they're able to have this quality time alone with Hashem, lishpoich shom nafshoy v'liboy kamayim noichach p'nei Hashem, to pour out one's soul and one's heart like water before Hashem, to really let it flow. Ulevakshoy al kol ma sheyechser loy lehodom, and to ask from Hashem everything and anything that the person is lacking. Hein b'tzrochov hagashmiyim, whether we talk about physical needs, v'hein ba'avoidas Hashem, and so too pertaining to religion, anything that the person feels they're lacking in religion or in gashmius, should be included in their prayers to Hashem. V'rak al yedei ze yochoy lehivosha b'chol dover. And it's only by a Jew doing this that the person can be helped with everything that they need. Now this word v'rak here is very serious. This is a very serious statement that there is no other option. There's no alternative. There's no Jew who can achieve real, true closeness to Hashem and major success spiritually and physically without employing tefillah. And we're going to see this really clarified throughout this sefer. This is something that's based on the written Torah, the Chumash, the Navi, the Gemara, thousands of sources. Ki haderech hakodesh hazeh hu haderech hayoshon shedorchu bo avoseinu, because this holy path is the old path that our forefathers took, meaning Avram Yitzchok Yaakov, Odom Arishon Noach, Unevienu, and our prophets, v'raboseinu hakdoshim zechon avrocha, and all of our rabbis in the Gemara throughout. And now he begins, he's going to start from Odom Arishon and take us on a tour throughout the Torah to see how every single important individual, what an important aspect of their life this tefillah was. Tefillah and hispoidus. As we find by Odom Arishon, She'omar HaKosov, the Torah tells us in Parshas Bereishis that Hashem created the world and all the vegetation and plant life was ready to go. It was in place under the ground, but it had not yet come above the ground. V'chol siach hasode terem yeboretz, all the vegetation had not yet appeared above the ground. Ki lo himtir, because Hashem had not yet sent rain. V'odom ayin la'avodes v'adoma. And it says, because man was not yet there to work the earth. Upirish Rashi, Rashi Kodesh says there, Ubashlishi, on the third day of creation, Shekosuboi Vatoitse Oretz, where the Torah writes that the earth gave forth its vegetation, Loi Yotsu Rak Al Pesach HaKarkomdu. They didn't go above the ground. All the vegetation was ready to roll. It was at the entrance to the earth, but it had not yet gone above. Ad Shebo Odom V'hispalel aleihem. It was waiting for Odom Arishon to come along, and Rashi HaKodesh says there, who would appreciate the value of rain, and waiting for him to be mispalel. And it was upon Odom Arishon's tefillah, v'yordu, the rain came down, v'tzamchu ha'ilonos v'asabim, and the trees, all the vegetation, the entire plant kingdom took off only after Odom Arishon gave his tefillah. And this is a very important yesoid in Yiddishkeit. The Medrash brings this regarding Bris Mila. It says that one of the Apikursim once challenged the rabbis of the Gemara, and he said, you guys don't believe in Hashem. You guys show disrespect to Hashem. You take a kid when he's 8 days old, and you're going to fix up what the Creator did. You're saying what he created isn't good. We're going to fix it. We're going to go in there and fix it with a circumcision. What is that? That you're implying as if Hashem did not complete the job. You're going to finish the job. So the rabbi came back and said, you're 100% right. Everything in this world was created incomplete, by intent. Hashem didn't create bread, right? Hashem, we have wheat, and we have to put it through process after process to be able to bring out that final result of bread or clothing or anything for that matter. And this is why it says at the end of creation, we say it in Kiddush Friday night, Asher Bora Elokim La'asos. Hashem created the world La'asos, to be done, to be made. La'asos means on us, that Hashem, with his infinite kindness and humility, Hashem did not want to take full credit for the creation. He wanted us to be partners in creation. There's a pasuk where it mentions the term Velemor Letzion Amiato. Hashem says to Tzion, you are my nation. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, Al Tikri Ami Eloimi. Hashem says, you are with me. Just like I created heaven and earth with my speech, right? The pasuk says, "Bidvar Hashem shamayim nasu, uberuach piv kol tzvom." Hashem created with speech. Vayomer Elokim yihior, vayomer Elokim tacheoretz. So too, the Zohar HaKadosh says, Hashem has given us human beings the privilege to be partners in creation with our speech, with our dibur, with our tefillah. And this, because this is one of the things that blocks many people, because they don't realize their responsibility. That even though Hashem created everything, even though Hashem is running everything and operating anything, He wants our participation. He wants us to be involved. And one of the most significant ways that a Jew is involved is tefillah, as we're going to see. This is one example where Hashem had everything set to go, but he wanted Adam HaRishon to flick the switch. How? Through his tefillah. Ad shebo Adam v'hispalel aleihem. V'chein etzel Noach. Now we move on to Noach HaTzadik. Muva b'Zohar Chodosh. It's brought in the section of the Zohar Chodosh that's called Zohar Chodosh. Ton Rabbonon. The rabbis learned. Ma heishiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Noach kishayotza min ha-teva v'ro kol ho'ilam chorev. What was Hashem's response to Noach when Noach came out of the ark? He saw the entire world had been destroyed, and he started crying over the destruction. Omar and Noach said to Hashem, Ribayne Shalom, Nikresa Rachum, you Hashem are called Rachum. You should have had pity on the people, on all of your creations, meaning even if they weren't deserving. So what? You're a rachum. You have rachmonas. Even if with mishpat, even if based on justice and fairness, they deserve to be punished, where's your rachmonas, Hashem? Heishiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem responded to Noach, Raya Shatya, foolish shepherd, Ke'an Amrusta, now you're saying this, V'lo Bezimna Damruslach, why didn't you say this when I spoke to you and I said to you, Ki oischo ro'isi tzadik lefonai badoyer hazeh, that I have seen you to be a tzadik. You are the tzadik in this generation. That's what I told you, right? And I told you, Vani hinani mevi es hamabul mayim, that I'm going to be bringing this major flood. Kol hai omrislach, I told you all of this, bedil de tiboy rachmin al alma, so that you should be mispalel for the world. Uka'an de yisavad alma, and now after the whole world has been destroyed, psacht pumach lemalo kodomai, now you're coming to talk to me, bebayon abetachnunim, now you're coming to plead? Kevon de choza noyach kach, as soon as Noach realized what Hashem was saying, that Hashem said, this is your fault. In the Navi it says, Ki mei Noach zosli, that it's called Noah's flood. What do you mean Noah's flood? He wasn't part of it. He was exempt from it. It's called Noah's flood because he was the tzaddik. And the tzaddik is responsible to help the people. And in his case, he had one of two choices. Choice A was to try to get them to be chozer b'tshuva. But if that didn't work, his job was not over, as it says here. If that didn't work, his job was to be mispalel for them, to beg Hashem to plead on their behalf. That's what a tzaddik is supposed to do. So as soon as Noach realized this, hikriv alovon v'kurbonin, he brought sacrifices, v'kom v'hispalel afonov. And he stood up and he was mispalel to Hashem, begging Hashem that Hashem shouldn't do this ever again. Vayorach Hashem esreach anichoach. The pasuk says that Hashem smelled the sweet aroma, Zer Reach Tfilosoi. The Zohar Kodesh says, that's the aroma of the Tfilah of Noach. Ayin Shom, look over there in the Zohar Kodesh, in Parshas Bereishis there, for more details. This appears in the Zohar Kodesh in Bereishis. Daf Choftes Samar Aleph, for those who would need it. Next, we move on to Avraham Avinu. V'chein Motzinu Eitzel Avraham. Kishomar Kodesh Baruch Hu L'Avraham, Zaka Sedoim V'amoiro Ki Rabo. When Hashem said to Avraham Avinu, the screams, the outrage of Sodom and Amorah has reached me, and I've decided to wipe them out completely. Miyad, immediately, Vayigash Avraham Vayomar. We see Avraham Avinu stepping up to the plate and negotiating with Hashem. Vihirbo Devorim Neged HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he spoke to Hashem a lot, a great deal. And he started negotiating. He said, Bitfilosoi, Ula Yesh Chamishim Tzadikim. Hashem, what if there's 50 tzadikim in all of these cities? Are you going to still go ahead and destroy? Ula Yachsarun, what if there's 5 missing? What if there's only 45? Vigam Dorshu Chachameinu Zal Al Hakosuv Vayashkim Avraham Baboker El Hamokoim Asher Omad Shom. And the Gemara also tells us on this pasuk that Avraham Avinu got up in the morning to the place where he had stood previously, Shetikein Tfilas Shachris, that Avraham Avinu is the one who established the Tfilah of Shachris in the morning. So we see that Avraham Avinu was involved in Tfilah. And again, not only Shachris, but also when it came to negotiating with Hashem to save even the worst Rishoim, Avraham Avinu spoke to Hashem in his own words, negotiating. And so too, when Avimelech took Sarah, the wife of Avraham Avinu, Hashem said to him, Hoshev Eshe Soish, you better return this man's wife, Ki Navihu V'yispalel Batcho, because he's a Navi, and he'll daven for you. The Gemara says that everyone in Avimelech's house, no one was able to go to the bathroom. All the openings of their bodies were closed so that Avimelech couldn't do any harm to Sarimenu, and that was a penalty that was inflicted on the entire palace. But look what Hashem says, Ki Navihu V'yispalel Batcho. He'll daven for you. And the pasuk goes on to say there, Vayispalel Avraham Elhu Elokim, that Avraham Avinu davened to Hashem for Avimelech and his entire household. Vomru Chachameinu Zal, B'medrash Rabba, Kevon Shehispalel Avraham, Hutar HaKesher Azeh. It was upon Avraham Avinu's davening to Hashem that Hashem released them from this penalty. That the knot, they were tied up in knots in a sense, Hashem untied them. Look how the Torah is making it perfectly clear that it was dependent on the tefillah of Avraham Avinu. V'chein motzinu etzel Eliezer Avdoi. Now, there are some people who would say, oh, who are you talking about here? What are you comparing? You're comparing me to Avraham Avinu or Noah HaTzadik? Sure, tefillah is very important for great tzadikim. Everybody knows that, but that has nothing to do with us. V'chein motzinu etzel Eliezer Avdoi. We find by Eliezer, the servant of Avraham Avinu, Belechtoi Levakesh Hazivug Shel Yitzchak Benoi, when he went to search for Yitzchak Avinu's soulmate, Perash Sichosoi Lefonov Yisborach B'Tfilosoi, he poured out his heart to Hashem in Tfilah. And the Torah actually documents his Tfilah. Vayoymar, he said, Hashem Elokei Adoni Avraham, the Hashem of my master Avraham Avinu, Hakre no lefonai hayoim, please show yourself before me today. Va'asei chesed ma'adoni Avraham, and please Hashem, please do a kindness to my master Avraham Avinu. V'dorshu chachameinu zal b'medrash rabashom, and the medrash says she'omar Eliezer said to Avraham Avinu, Ribayne shaloylam, hischalto, Hashem, you started helping Avraham Avinu, gemoyer, finish the job. Hashem doesn't start something and then not finish it. Hainu shepoal Avraham b'tfilosoi ubakashosoi shetitein loy es Yitzchok lemeyoshono. Avram Avinu had succeeded in his tefillah that you blessed him with a son Yitzchak at the when Avram Avinu was 100 years old. Gemoyer Yimoy Chazdoi, Hashem finished, complete the chesed, Limtsoy HaZivog Livnoi, to help me find the proper Zivog for his son, for Yitzchak Avinu. V'chein motzinu etzel Yitzchak, and we find also by Yitzchak Avinu, the Torah says, Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basode, that Yitzchak Avinu went out to speak in the field. V'dorshu Chachamein Ozal, Shetikein Tfilas Mincha. This was in the afternoon. It says there in the Pasuk, Le'es Erev, in the afternoon, that Yitzchak Avinu was the one who established for us the Tfilah of Mincha. V'omru Sham B'Medrash Rabba, and the Medrash says, Tzofsa Rivka sheyodo shtucha betfila, that when Rivka was riding back, when Eliezer had brought her back from her parents' house, and he was bringing her to meet her new husband, it says she saw that his hands were outstretched in tefillah. Omra, she said, this was in the field. He was out in the field, and his hands were outstretched in tefillah. Omra, she said, Vadai Odom Godol Hu. He must be a very great person. Miad shoal olav, she immediately asked Eliezer, Mi hoish halozeh ha'hoilech basodet krosenu. Who is that man who's walking in the fields towards us? V'acharkach, and afterwards, kishero rifko akoro, when Yitzchak Avinu saw that his wife wasn't able to have children, ksiv, the pasuk says, v'yetar Yitzchak l'ashem l'noichach ishtoi, that Yitzchak Avinu was mispalel to Hashem opposite his wife. V'dorshu chachamenu zal, and our rabbis tell us, why does the Torah use that word vayetar instead of vayispalel? Sheshofach tfilois ba'oisher, that he poured out an abundance, a multitude of tfilois. The tuf in the shin in Hebrew switches for a tuf in Aramaic. So the word vayetar is miloshen oshir, that Yitzchak Avinu gave out an ashirus of tfilois, many, many tfilois. Dovracher, another interpretation that it gives there, Shehofach es hagzeira bitfilosoi, that the word vayetar also means to reverse, that Yitzchak Avinu reversed the decree from Hashem with his tefillah, meaning that even though they weren't destined to have children, with his tefillah he was able to overturn the gzeira. V'chein motzinu etzel Yaakov, we find also by Yaakov Avinu, ksiv, the pasuk says, vayifga bamokoim, that he came to the place. V'dorshu chazal, the Gemara says, shetikein tfilas arvis. This was in the evening, towards evening. And the Gemara learns out from that pasuk, from other proofs, that the word pegia means tfila, that was when Yaakov Avinu established the tfila of Meiriv. Upeirish sichosoy lefnei Hashem Yisborach. And the Torah tells us there that he poured out his words before Hashem. The Omar, he said, Im yeh Elokim imodi, Hashem, if you're going to be with me, Ushmorani baderech hazeh asher anochi hoilech, you're going to protect me on the trip that I'm making now. V'noson li lechem lechol beged lilbosh, and you'll provide for me all of my physical needs. And he went on to say, V'choil asher titen li asher, everything you give me, I'll meiser it, you know, etc., etc. So here again, the Torah tells us his personal tefillah to Hashem. V'amru chachamein ezeron avrocha b'medrash rabashom, the Medrash says, Notal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sichoson Shel Avos Va'ason Mafteach LeGeuloson Shel Bonim. Hashem took these words of the Avos of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov and he made them into keys to unlock the Golus, the exile, the imprisonment of Klal Yisrael, meaning to bring about the Geula, that the Geula is going to come about through these Sichoson Shel Avos. V'oid amru b'medrash rab, the Medrash also says, Kol ho'arba esrei shonim shoya Yaakov bebeis Aver shem v'Aver, that throughout those 14 years, when Yaakov Avinu left home, he ran away from Esav, after the Bechorah, after the Bracha, and he studied in the yeshiva of shem v'Aver, lo yishochav balayla, he did not sleep at night. Uma ho yoimer, what was he busy saying at night? Chamishosor shiramalos shebet Tehillim. The 15 shiramalos is in Tehillim. That was what he would say at night. Ki Yaakov osak boze beyoiser lefarish sichosi lefano yisborach b'chol laila kamuva, because Yaakov Avinu was involved in this avoda more than Avram and Yitzchak. This inyan of pouring out his heart to Hashem every single night, as is brought. V'chein kishesholach hamalochim el Esav, and so too when he was facing off with Esav, when Esav was coming towards him with the 400 men, Omar lefan of Yisborach, the Torah spells out the tefillah of Yaakov Avinu. It says that Yaakov Avinu said to Hashem, Hatzilenino miad ochi miad Esav, ki yore yanochi oso, penyovo vikani emal bonim, viato omartali. The Torah writes the whole script of exactly what Yaakov Avinu said to Hashem, how he went into detail, specifically, you know, telling Hashem exactly what his problem was and asking Hashem for help. V'chein kol ho'imohis hakdoshim, so too all the mothers of the Jewish people, osku b'tfila v'tachnunim, they were very much involved in tfila and pleading with Hashem. V'omru b'medrash, the Medrash says, lomo nis'akru ho'imohis, why did Hashem withhold children from the mothers of Klal Yisrael, bishvil shahakodesh baruch hu misave tfilos litfilosun, because Hashem craves and desires their tefillah. He wanted to force them, to put them into a situation where they're going to have to daven a lot. Va'amru chachameinu zal al sora, and the rabbis tell us about Sora imenu, kishenilkachol beis Avimelech, when she was taken captive into the palace of Avimelech, kol oisoy halayla hoiso shtucho al poneho, that entire night she was prostrated on her face, v'oimeres, and crying out to Hashem and saying, Ribbono shel Olam, save me, protect me, that Avimelech shouldn't be able to harm me in any way. And the Medrash goes on and lists her whole tefillah in detail there. Uberivka ksiv, and by Rivka it says, Lanoichach ishtoi, that Yitzchak Avinu was being mispalel right opposite his wife. She was right there with him. Both of them were going at it. Vedorshu chazal, and the Gemara says, Ze omed bezo vizu mispalel, vizu ometes bezo vizu mispalelis. He stood in one corner and was davening, she stood in the other corner and was davening. Uberachel, Motzinu Shamra, by Rachel we see that when she finally had a child, when her maidservant finally had a child, she said, Donani Elokim Vigam Shoma Bekoili, Hashem has judged me and Hashem has listened to my koil. He listened to my tefillos. And then when Naphtali was born, who was also born to her maidservant, she said, Naftule Elokim Niftalti. Upirush Rashi, Rashi HaKodesh explains on that pasuk, Bakoshois Hachavivois Lefonov. How many tefillos that were beloved to Hashem did I pour out in order for my maidservant to be able to have this child? V'chein ksivba, and also it says about Rochel, Vayishma Eleho Elokim, Hashem heard her, Vayiftach es rachma, and he opened up her womb to be able to have children. Note, the Torah makes it perfectly clear that she davened for it. Va'oid ksivbo, in addition, it says about Rochel Imenu, Rochel mevako al boneho, that she is the one who cries over the Jewish people in exile, and Hashem says, I'm going to respond to your tefillah. V'shavu bonim legulam, the Jews are going to return home. They're going to come home. Ubalea ksiv, and by Leah it says, ve'ene Leah rakois, that her eyes were swollen from how much she cried to Hashem. V'dorshu chachameinu zal, our rabbis tell us, shoyseboichol mispaleles shaloitipol b'chelkoi shaleisel. She had ruach hakodesh, and she knew that Lavan had two daughters, and Yaakov Avinu had two sons. The older daughter, Leah, was destined for Esav, and the younger daughter, Rachel, was destined for Yaakov Avinu. So the Torah says she davened and davened and davened that Hashem should save her, that she should not fall in with Esav.